Strip Presents was an occasional series on British television that began in the 1980s of one-off short films made by and featuring comedians, actors and directors who would go on to be household names in British entertainment in the following decades, including Rick Mail, Adrian Edmondson, Jennifer Saunders and Dawn French, Nigel Planer, Peter Richardson, as well as also regularly featuring Alexis Sale and actors Robbie Coltrane and Keith Allen. The Comic Strip Presents films are a very eclectic mix of parodies and original works, and some of the most famous titles include The Strike, A Fistful of Traveller's Checks, and Bad News. They are characterised by a general air of irreverence. Some of them lack jokes, some episodes are barely above sketches stretched out to 30 or 50 minutes, and are generally far less polished than their other more famous outputs like The Young Ones, Bottom, or Absolutely Fabulous. Now, what's excellent about watching the Comic Strip Presents early films in particular is their pure sense of creative experimentation. Some episodes are weak, but they're all worth giving your time to. Now, in 1985, they released The Supergrass, their first big screen feature-length movie under the Comic Strip Presents banner. The Supergrass was directed by Peter Richardson, who also acts in a prominent role, and stars Adrian Edmondson and Jennifer Saunders, as well as all the other aforementioned names, with the exception of Rick Mail. The story is about a loser and dreamer called Dennis Carter, played by Edmondson, who makes up a story that he's involved in an international drug smuggling ring to impress a girl that he fancies, who happens to be a fan of Carlos the Jackal. He's boasting he's overheard by the police, who think he is a supergrass informing on a real-life drug smuggling operation in a Devon fishing village. Now, one thing I love about this film is how it appears to be constructed out of cinematic non-sequiturs. Whole sequences and narrative events and characters appear which seem to have little significance to the story or which just fizzle out, such as a car chase in an early scene which seems as if it's there just because Richardson wanted to direct and star in a car chase sequence. The opening of The Supergrass is the best example of how it presents its audience with incongruous images which mean very little at the time we're watching them, given the lack of context that the film supplies. We are shown shots of a family sitting and looking out to sea at the sunset through binoculars, children playing on a beach, fishermen loading a van full of stock, and then we see Dennis rowing a dinghy to shore whilst dressed in a leery blue suit and white turtleneck. He steps ankle deep into the sea over a freeze frame of the title, and then we're into the credit sequence, which shows him driving back to London, whilst a bombastic and catchy James Bond-esque theme booms on the soundtrack, totally at odds to the mundanity of the shots. It's only later in the film that we understand any significance of these rather drab images, and that's only, of course, if anyone can actually remember what they saw at the start of the film. Later in the film, we have this really wonderful sequence of Robbie Coltrane's character striding out onto a mole or a kind of concrete jetty as 15-foot-high waves crash over him and crash into him, whilst Two Tribes by Frankie Goes to Hollywood blasts on the soundtrack. There is a narrative payoff later on in the film for this, a very small one, but at the time we're watching it, what we're hit with is just this sense of pure spectacle and excess. And in terms of the mix of image and sound, it really is great cinema. Now, those are just two examples of many where the payoff for the viewer is significantly delayed, and it gives the film a really disjointed and unusual structure. Other great moments include Richardson telling Alexis Sale's motorcycle policeman to fuck off, a very funny cameo by Daniel Peacock, and a scene where Keith Allen is distracted by Nigel Planer's legs. Now, Peter Richardson is the main creative force behind the Comic Strip Presents in that he acts as well as wrote and directed many of the films. He's a very talented director and actor who actually has a really forceful screen presence, I think. Both in this, where he plays a CID detective called Harvey, and also when he's playing a version of Al Pacino in The Strike, if you can manage to track down that film. It's one of the most famous Comic Strip Presents films, so you do stand a chance of being able to find that. He's had a great career, but he's not as well known as other members of the comic strip. The Supergrass, like most Comic Strip Presents films, demands that you're of the same mindset as the makers to enjoy it. It makes very few concessions to its audience, but if you can get into the same spirit as the makers, and if you can get on board with comedy that doesn't contain many actual jokes, but instead creates its laughs through absurd situations or absurd characters that punctuate what is overall a very quiet, low-key and actually quite subtle film, then I think you'll get a lot out of it. Thanks for listening. The Newton Talks Cult Film Microcast will return.